same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Take out the brains, not forgetting the topics. This is Dirty Laundry.
Hello and welcome to Dirty Laundry with Pinky and the Brain.
Sup?
Hope you are good. Something very tragic happened at a concert. Very tragic.
Yeah. Very unfortunate as
very
well.
Very unfortunate.
Eh? Yeah.
At this point, most people know which concert we're talking about. The Astroworld concert with Travis Scott. But before we get into the detail, we need to lighten up the mood a little. Don't you
yes.
think? Yeah,
yes.
Perfect time to do it.
Before we dampen it up again.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, are you feeling what's going down right now? Let's keep this thing going. Up next is my brother Speeds. Joins called Catacombs. Right here. Let's go.
Fire, baby.
I know who I am and who I are.
Yeah.
Jesus is the rock, we rock stars.
Stars.
Yeah. Straight up out the catacombs. That guy got me in a battle zone, yeah. Told me that we not alone.
Ooh, I'm an only and I can't wait to get it on.
Yeah,
swinging that double edge. It might miss your head, then hit me instead. Covered in his blood, all I see is red. Grab my problems part, Moses in that sea that's red. Holy, set apart, I can see the dead. Cast my cares on him, I could breathe again. Say he won't forsake me, he don't leave his friends. No harm, overtake me, got the spirit man. Y'all don't understand, could be tripping on Zans in a foreign land. He had better plans, so I lift my hands.
I know who I am and who I are.
Yeah.
Jesus is the rock, we rock stars.
Stars.
A prayer away, not far.
Stars.
All in when I call in, won't you
call me out?
Praying to the heavens where my help come from. Middle of the battle, but we know the outcome. Though we don't get rattled easy. Praying to the Lord, lead. Thing gon' change that, this from way back. Give me 50 feet, but skin way back. Free from sin, you can have them chains back. Helmet of salvation on me like a wave cap. Too cool for them boys, I don't make much noise. Praise the Lord, like I got no choice.
Hold up,
speak for those who got no voice. Yeah, looking for the inspiration. Rapid playing bottle, only thing that showed up. We just looking for a way to make a way. That name brand so they don't call me names. Yeah, I got a game plan cause I don't want my young ones tugging and feeling all this pain. Yeah, yeah. Straight up out of catacombs. That guy got me in a battle zone. Yeah. Told me that we not alone.
Oh, I'm a homie and I can't wait to get on.
Astroworld, Travis Scott.
Sure.
Hectic.
No, it is.
Very hectic.
I think this might be a worst case. Like, you know, it's almost one of those things where, like, anything that can go wrong went wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. What makes it worse is that, okay, before we get into that, so 8 people have died. And there's been multiple injuries, and like 11 people had heart attacks at this concert.
Yeah.
And the crazy part is that most of this could have been avoided.
Yes.
Most of it could have actually been avoided.
Yeah.
Because it actually carried on for quite a while.
Yeah.
Carried on for quite a while. So if it was picked up early, then something could have been done to prevent the death.
I think that's what makes it so much sadder.
So
the fact
sad.
That it could have been avoided.
So sad. And the problem is that Travis Scott, while this whole thing was happening, he still, well, you could say that he, we weren't there, so we don't know, but he kind of incited more violence as this was happening because he told the fans to like go wild, go crazy. Like he literally said, I want to see the ground shake.
Yeah. And he riles the crowd up.
Yeah. He, and people were already suffocating and couldn't breathe at this point, and he kind of made matters worse. Yeah, there's no easy way of saying it, but he kind of made matters worse.
So that's pretty much, I guess that was the catalyst for this tragedy. The fact that, because I guess it's a common occurrence, you know, at a concert to rile up the crowd,
yeah,
to get them moving and all that stuff. It's just that in this kind of situation, it was, or in this kind of setup, it was just, I guess the security also was kind of lacking.
The crazy part is that there's a video that shows that even before the show started,
yeah,
people were just like running into this concert, yeah, and they actually destroyed quite a few, like, you know, those security gates and, yeah, stuff. So even before the concert started, somebody should have picked up that, okay, this is going to be wild,
yeah,
wild, wild. And they should have like beefed up security.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It was, you know, it was just, everybody was just lax about it. You get what I'm saying? I think it was just one of those, hey, people are just here to have a good time. We don't need any red tape.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, this was one of those situations where the red tape was necessary,
yeah,
and needed.
Yeah.
He riled up the people, and in doing this, created pretty much a suffocating atmosphere.
Yeah.
Where people, like, in the inner parts of this crowd,
yeah,
were like pretty much being suffocated. People, mm, were being squashed, you know, being
and
bumped
for a
against
very long time,
you know,
hey, because apparently the first occurrences of,
yeah,
this started at like 9:30, and the show was only stopped at 10:15.
Sure,
that is a lot of time.
Yeah, it
that
is.
That is a lot of time.
It is,
because if you try and hold your breath for like 3 minutes, that's already crazy.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time.
Because, so another thing that's crazy was how I've seen videos of people trying to get kind of like the attention. Of like the production team pretty much on stage. So there's even videos of a lady climbing up to the back of the stage even to tell them someone has just died. And the security is doing nothing. So they're looking at her and they're not doing anything about it. She's shouting, somebody has just died. And then she said that, and then a guy also came up,
yeah,
reiterating what she's saying, that someone has died.
I saw this one where there was this guy, he was frantically saying, because people were actually telling him to, mm, like, you know, get down, like they were basically trying to hush him. Mm. And he was like, you could hear the urgency in his voice saying, that's somebody's kid, I'm trying to save this kid.
Mm.
Like, you need to stop the show, this is somebody's kid. And they were on some, you know, shut up, like, mm, get off, like, and he climbed the tree and he was like trying to get people's attention. But according to the Houston police, they were saying that they couldn't just stop the show because of fear of riots. That for me doesn't make sense, because who was going to then riot that the show is being stopped?
That's, you know, that statement is something, it's very, something I would not agree with to any extent, hey?
Yeah.
Because now, at this point, what you'd rather sacrifice human life over what, property damage?
Crazy. That's crazy.
Like, that's actually ridiculous, eh?
It is ridiculous. And a big thing is people are actually questioning why Travis Scott himself didn't stop the show.
Because
exactly, there was at some point where he noticed that something was going on.
Yeah.
And he was on some, put your middle fingers in the air. You know, he thought that the crowd was dead, like quiet.
Yeah.
Right. So he was on some, now we need to turn up even more.
Yeah.
Which is even more crazy, because you could see all of this going on and
he saw it, because there were even times our emergency services were trying to get into the crowd.
Yeah, there was a literal an ambulance in the crowd, and you're telling me that he sees this and
he noticed it actually.
He actually noticed it.
And he still asks the crowd to get even wilder.
You know what's even crazier?
Yeah.
In 2017, there was somebody who was actually left paralyzed,
yeah,
after a Travis Scott show.
Sure.
So the crazy part now is that does he really even care? Because this has happened to him before.
Yeah.
Did he not learn from the last incident?
Well, it's all about the profit margins, you know, making that money.
But why are his shows so chaotic? Why are his shows so chaotic?
Because he's got chaotic fans and he riles up the crowd and to make them chaotic.
Well, them and their chaos have now been hit with their first lawsuit, and I'm sure this won't be the only one. There have been 8 people who have died. How many families are upset?
Yeah.
You know, they're literally going to have to now do something about this.
Yeah.
There's going to be a whole bunch of people who now won't want to go to his concerts because of the fact that this isn't just something that happened once. I mean, this man was lucky enough to just have his life.
Yeah.
He was paralyzed. Paralyzed.
And, you know, the Travis Scott fans in this would be on some... It's not like you could have just stopped the show. What did you want him to do? There's so many examples of artists who have stopped.
Dude, there's the show. Many examples. Like, just for one person. That's the crazy
one
part.
One individual,
just
yeah.
One person. You see a whole crowd of people. You see the freaking ambulance in the crowd. You see something is wrong. And you say, nah, I want to see the ground shake.
At least pause the show. Because some artists have done that. They say, hey, can we get somebody to look at this person?
Saying, like, cancel the show completely and people lose their money. Then I'm sure people would riot. But that's not exactly what we're saying. But at the same time, we can't say much because we weren't in that situation. Even though we would act differently, we don't know what is going on in his mind. Because, you know, with these guys, right, I don't think he was 100%. Because there's a point where in the video, you literally just see him rocking. He might have been under the influence of something. He was literally just swaying. And now this is where the controversialness comes in. Because people are saying this concert was literally called See You on the Other Side.
Yeah.
Other side of what?
Well, this is just the name of the other concert. Side.
You see, but now that's where it's controversial because there's this whole conspiracy theories start coming in because it's like, you know, the whole blood sacrifice, you know, that type of thing where now this guy also for a good 5 seconds looked like he was in a trance and he was just swaying and rocking and looking at the crowd. It's crazy.
It could be a lot of factors.
It could be a lot of factors.
Because he was performing hard for a very long time and you've been standing. You get what I'm saying? It's hard to be like 100% after all of that.
It's very hard. It's very hard. But it's also not on him alone. Because also the venue people, why did they not provide enough medical resources?
Yeah,
also the concert goers are also kind of to blame, you know? There's a lot of blame all around.
Everybody who was in the premises is to blame.
Everybody who was in
Pretty
the premises.
Much.
From the person who was selling drinks to the person who was tramping on the other people to Travis Scott himself to the people that were warned to the everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. It's a very tragic thing. It's very sad.
Our condolences.
To the families of those who have lost loved ones.
Oh, side note, long note, before we end off the show, did you see his apology video?
He did not say the words, I am sorry.
Yes. Hence,
he said a whole lot of stuff,
except
but apologized. He did not apologize.
So, yeah, it's one of those situations could have been avoided.
Could have been avoided.
Very tragic. Unfortunate Very that tragic. It happened. Lives were lost. And it sucks.
Yeah.
It really does.
On that note, thank you very much for listening to the show.
It's been a sad run with this show.
With this show.
But yeah, you know, I think
it's been a serious
show. It's a learning lesson,
I
guess.
It is a learning lesson.
For different concert organizers and all.
And concert goers as well.
Security
is gonna be
so much stronger from now as well. And concert goers. But yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That is it from us. Until next time.
Peace.
Bye.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
noble, God's warrior. You don't gotta say it, I can feel how you feel. You've been dissing on the side, let's be real. I keep my enemies beside me, don't try me. No weapon formed against me will prosper, I'm sealed. By the blood, by the love, one of us sent his son to defeat, one enslaved all of us. He became one of us, made a way in the rough. Took the pain, took the blame, I regained what I lost. I, Yahweh lives inside me. They don't care, they'd rather look at me sideways. I pray their hearts change so they will find grace. God's name broke my chains and now I elevate. No weapon formed against me will prosper, I'm sealed. I keep my enemies beside me, don't try me. No weapon formed against me will prosper, I'm sealed. I'm sealed. Yeah. By the blood, by the love, one of us sent his son to defeat, one enslaved all of us. He became one of us, made a way in the rough. Took the pain, took the blame, I regained what I lost.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God, yeah. Come easy, when before could it resist it, was standing like a demon, but my God came and relieved me.
Hallelujah.
Had no clue where I was going, betting on my actions like a dummy. I was driven by the money, hardly any love for anybody. I understand you think you know me, but it ain't the same that was the old me. I've been born again, I got my soul clean. Now the devil mad, he can't control me. New man, new plan, through this, I guess, I just, top new promise, no more burdens, pilgrims, progress, on my ascent, this so timeless, I was dead wrong and for so long, I cannot earn your forgiveness, but you came down like a Martian, give me up God and we lift up, no weapon formed against me will prosper, I'm sealed, I keep my enemies beside me, don't try me, no weapon formed against me will prosper, I'm sealed. I'm sealed.
Yeah.
By the blood, by the love, one of us sent his son to defeat, one enslaved all of us. He became one of us, made a way in the rough. Took the pain, took the blame, I regained what I lost.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's beginning to come easy. When before could it resist it? Was standing like a demon. My God came and relieved me.
Hallelujah.
Had no clue where I was going. Betting on my actions like a dummy. I was driven by the money. Hardly any love for anybody.